Yeah, Joe, do you know what I hate?
Tell me now.
Now when you have like a big job at home and you think, I'll only need like two or three things. Then suddenly you're in the middle of it and you realise you need 20 things.
Oh, stop. I've been there, man. And then you're running around like a headless chicken. But look, here's the thing. You don't even have to leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, because you can literally go on chadwicks.ie, am I right? Mm-hmm. You'd know all about that. It's like search, click, done, boom.
Exactly. Tradespeople, DIYers, anyone doing a bit of handiwork. Chadwicks has over 10,000 products online.
10,000? Jesus. If you can't find what you need there, you're building the wrong yoke altogether.
And the handy bit, you can get it delivered nationwide or just click and collect from your local Chadwicks branch.
So no excuses anymore for half-finished jobs. Get online, sort yourself out and get it done.
That's the Chadwicks way. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Visit Chadwicks.ie.
Jinx, blessed for life.
Bagsy. No. Bagsy, yeah. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
This is the bonus episode, so you're all the Bally bonus. So you're all
it
very welcome.
Like a kid show that Joe would be in. An RTE Junior.
I was on
a kid bonus.
Go on. Your kids probably watch it earlier, or maybe it's a lot younger kids. Dizzy probably Deliveries. Dizzy. Did you ever hear that one?
No.
I was on that. Done a cameo on that.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
Did you stick it online? Is it watchable?
No, I think there's going to be a video of like a collab going out with RTE Junior that if they accept and it's just me going, alright, it's not.
Darren Conway, like, as Darren Conway.
What's the, it's not sign language, it's for love or something, what's it called? I don't know.
For ISL?
I'm very uneducated on it.
So this for hearing
disabilities?
Well,
it's not sign language, it's a term for a different term for it.
Oh, it's ISL something. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be cutting all this out.
Yeah, you know, every sign language is different. Every language is different. But it's, I thought sign language was international. Every country has their own.
Oh, there's an American one and it's. But wouldn't it make sense to teach everybody from childhood, from obviously when you first learn language, a sign language that is international? So when you go travelling,
yeah,
I got one.
We
better.
Can all speak to each other.
I got one better.
Go on.
Why isn't that just like a world language, just one language? That's not sign language. It's just like if you not deaf, like it's just one language.
If you could start the world, if you could start the world fresh, you'd do that, wouldn't you? You'd just say one language for all.
Esperanto, they tried it. It was a kind of an amalgamation of Spanish, English, and they tried to get it off the ground. It sounded awful.
Ugh.
Yeah. Just but it just didn't ever work.
Already exists. And you say, right, English. We all know it anyway.
Oh, you're going with English, are you? Oh, yeah, straight in.
We have it anyway.
Just easier to learn, isn't it?
Anyway.
Just far, because we're fluent.
I like Ballybonus. I'm learning lots in Ballybonus. Thanks, Joe.
Every day is a school day on the Stala podcast.
Do you want to get into some questions?
Sure, we
would love to.
That's what we're here for.
Questions and accusations, I think.
Oh, shit.
Leaning in towards Joe.
I haven't read through them all, but I just got a vibe off them.
Right, go on.
Most of them are nice. I was listening to the back catalogue all year. Finally caught up to... Sorry, Joe. Are you okay there?
Yeah. Thought that was off, Mike.
Caught up to the beans ketchup debate. I originally thought Joe was off on one again. Rolled my eyes and moved on.
Typical.
Is that the end of the message? You better believe it's not.
There's a but here, isn't there?
There's more. Yeah. Next word is but. Then I put it into ChatGPT to see the differences in ingredients. And there is, now this is Pádraig Nolan's language, not mine. Fuck all difference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Between a can of beans, Heinz has all the same ingredients as ketchup, except for one. Corn flour and beans. Joe is right.
Get in there.
How's it red
get
then?
Get in there.
How's it red then?
Get so, the fuck. Because it's the same. It's red because it's the same.
Bean juice is orange though.
That's bean juice is not orange. Bean juice is red for fuck's sake.
Here's the juice.
I'm not getting into
in
it,
every
right?
Sense.
I'm not considering he used AI for his answer. Which I would never do.
Facts.
I would
facts.
Never, ever, ever do that. Ever.
Asterix. He does that.
He does that a lot.
So I went into the ChatGPT. Ingredients common to both: tomatoes, stroke, tomato, tomato-based component, yep. sugar, spirit vinegar, salt, spices, and spice and herb-based extracts, right? Mm-hmm. These are the common ingredients to both. Ingredients only in one or the other. Only in baked beans, Heinz baked beans. Beans. Would you believe it?
Beans.
Water to make up the sauce volume, and a modified corn flour thickener to give the sauce a consistency appropriate for beans. Only in ketchup, no beans, no added water or corn flour. It's a more concentrated tomato-based condiment.
Yes.
Here's one for you.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
I'm telling you right now. Thank you.
We go through a lot of major life-changing, world-changing conspiracy theories on the main. Nothing has blown my mind like that just
yet. Well, Joe, in recent weeks, has said that ketchup is only for kids. So is beans only for kids as well, though?
Yes. Who the fuck eats beans? What grown man eats beans?
The point is...
On a fry. People have them on a fry. Beans.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I would have them on a fry.
Childish, isn't it?
It is a bit childish.
Come to a cafe and order a fry with beans, you little baby.
But stick them in a little ramekin.
Little bowl.
Yeah.
Little chat.
Don't be fucking touching me rashers with them.
I'd freak out with that.
As Alan Partridge said, you need to create a breakwater with the sausages.
You do.
So Port Nolan has, I don't know, proven you right.
I feel vindicated.
Yeah.
I feel...
How does it feel?
I really feel like if Owen was here, there'd be an angle that it's still not correct.
I mean...
Unfortunately...
Well, Owen's not here.
He's not here, so the floor is yours.
Thank you so much.
We can't stop him.
Fucking yes.
Now, Mick's been busy. Mick and Kildare, if you were presenting I'm a Celeb, what mad changes would you make to the show? You're allowed to make three big changes. Anything goes, Mick and Kildare.
I think they have to catch that field. Instead of it coming down from like a crane, you're in the woods, you're in the wilderness. Mm. You know, you're supposed to be living like you're in the wilderness. Hunt your field.
Catch them, yeah. You have to hunt them, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, this is probably a beneficial one, but I feel like if you get 12 stars, you should get a good meal. Like, you should be given like a homemade meal.
Is that not the case?
No, you could get shit stuff, but just loads of it because you got 12 stars.
Just loads of shit.
Yeah. But you should, I think if you get 12, which is very hard to do, you should get a proper good meal.
12 stars is not hard to do. All the tasks depends are on the crap.
It depends on the task.
They're all windy. If they're all windbags, then they won't get the 12 stars. But it's just spinning a star off a screw that has in a box some that of has
them,
crickets in it.
Some of them are time though. Like, you know, you'd have to be on the timer. Like, that's what'll catch you out and not getting them. But like, I think the 8 months, like, yeah, it should be getting 12 there. Like,
so what you'd make different is you give them a nice meal
for the 12 stars.
It's so boring.
Next year, I do. I specifically just do it for next year.
I think each star that they get is a meal. And if they only get 10 stars and there's 12 contestants, two people have to go hungry, and they have to decide between themselves who it is that goes hungry.
It's pretty grim.
Hey, that's what I want to watch.
Yeah,
grim shit.
Make it more excruciating for the viewer.
Yeah.
Why not reward bad behavior? Instead of stars for achievements, if you make somebody upset or make them cry, undermine their confidence, you get a secret little, you get a star as well on the sly. So that encourages people to create great television.
Yeah. Isolate them.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them isolated. Yeah. Reward bullying. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, and avoid them up as well. Prisoners, not prisoners, prisoners and guards. 100%. Do that whole psychological experiment and see how it goes.
See how that goes. I'd watch that.
Yeah, watch the shit out of that. Mm. No toilet paper either. There's no toilet paper in the wilderness. There's no dungies either. They have the shit in a hole in the ground.
Yep.
Simple as that. Cover it up with leaves.
Yeah, wipe your arse with a dock leaf.
Yeah, none of this fancy dungy
or
stuff.
Or a potato bag or something.
And showers. No showers.
Ah.
No. No showers. This sounds like hell.
It's supposed to be.
That's the whole point of I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. You want them to suffer. That's the whole reason why that show was invented, was those, so normal people could see celebrities suffering.
They're not really USP. Suffering anymore though, are they?
Not suffering enough.
They used to though.
They used to.
I feel like they suffered more.
Yeah.
They used to.
Alright, let's just starve them for 3 days and see what happens.
Too many rights these celebrities.
It's gone woke.
It's gone woke. I'm a Celebrity's gone too woke. Way too woke.
People are too kind these days.
Yeah, Joe, do you know what I hate?
Tell me now.
Now when you have like a big job at home and you think, I'll only need like two or three things.
then suddenly you're in the middle of it and you realise you need 20 things.
Oh, stop. I've been there, man. And then you're running around like a headless chicken. But look, here's the thing. You don't even have to leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, because you can literally go on chadwicks.ie, am I right? Mm-hmm. You'd know all about that. It's like search, click, done, boom.
Exactly. Tradespeople, DIYers, anyone doing a bit of handiwork, Chadwicks has over 10,000 products online.
10,000? Jesus. If you can't find what you need there, you're building the wrong yoke altogether.
And the handy bit, you can get it delivered nationwide or just click and collect from your local Chadwicks branch.
So no excuses anymore for half-finished jobs. Get online, sort yourself out and get it done.
That's the Chadwicks way. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Visit Chadwicks.ie.
Jinx, bless for life.
Bagsy. No. Bagsy, yeah. Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Yeah.
Not famous like.
Well, I had that with some fella last week. Smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Hey lads, Mick's back again. Remember the comedy chat show, The Panel? If that came back with you two on it, which other 3 comedian stroke podcasters would be on the panel? My selection, Darren Joe, Terry Flower, Calvin, Enya Martin. If the Republic of TV or television or Republic of Telly came back, which with you two hosting, which shows and presenters would you really roast? It's two-hander that. So the panel's back. What other panelists would you have on with you?
Just start with the panelists.
Just the two of us.
Just two of us. Don't need more.
Oh.
Just us two.
Because if you give to someone else, you just take the limelight.
Yeah, you don't want that. You
so
want
the two of you and then a guest
line.
Every week. There's no other panellists. It's just...
Just the two of
just
us.
Just us two.
Just the podcast.
It's just this podcast, but called The Panel. And it's on RTE.
It's like this. This is the panel right
this
now.
This is the panel now, just that we don't have any, like, games.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a few games on the podcast.
Oh, it'd be fucking great. See, it's not a visual podcast, so a lot of it would be lost. Whereas the panel... But if I had to choose... If I had to choose, I think Ryan Carrick is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the podcast as well. He's good. Sean Bourke.
Mm-hmm.
Stick him on the panel. Frankie McNamara.
Oh.
They're 3 solid guests. Yeah.
Meditations.
Yeah.
Today, we're talking about the panel.
He is a genius.
The panel was invented by Jerry Panel in the paneling centre. I would pick Jedward.
Oh, Jedward would be good, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No women. Can I just notice that?
Yeah, I was going to say Ashling B.
Ashling B.
Because she's on every other panel.
She wouldn't jump on our panel, though.
Any kind of wild card ones, lads? Are you going a bit safe there? Like
Dave Max
a twink or something?
Do you know? No, fucking Dirty Michael.
We'll get Dirty Michael on the blade.
Do the outro there, Dirty Michael.
Dirty Michael could introduce the guests and bring them out.
You know, he'd be like kind of, the
Fred Cook does
Fred
Tommy
Cook
Tiernan,
on Tommy Tiernan show. It'd just be Dirty Michael in the audience saying, how are you? Can I have a lisp to Colesta?
Amy O'Grady, lovely name. Hope yous are doing well.
Ah, thank you.
Now, straight to business. I've a bone to pick with yous because you've only gone and booked your live show the day of my 21st birthday.
That's perfect.
As a long-time listener of the podcast, I feel personally betrayed. However, I'm willing to forgive this scheduled betrayal on your behalf. If right now, you on this bonus episode, you can convince my dad, Anto, also a long-time listener of the podcast, bad decisions, obviously, running the family, nudge, nudge, to buy me tickets. Get that sorted and I'll forgive you. Anyway, love the podcast, lads. Hope to see you in Vicar Street. Amy O'Grady, you have a job to do, boys.
Always doing, telling our dad that's by that.
Yeah, Anto.
Anthony.
Anto.
Anthony, are you listening?
Turn this up. Turn the volume up there right now.
Yeah.
Not many people get the pleasure of getting a shout out
no.
on the Stoller podcast, no, especially on the bonus.
Very exclusive.
So this is, I mean, if there was a Patreon, this would be cost you a few quid, but it's what I'm trying, you know.
top tier kind of level.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'd send you a t-shirt and a badge as well.
100%.
And a mug.
And a fucking hat.
But we can do one better. If you get your daughter tickets to Stalle live at Vicar Street.
February 12th. You should know that date. Your daughter's birthday.
Come on now. We'll say happy birthday to her on the stage. How about that?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Now, is that too much?
I'd hold off on that promise. Yeah.
Okay.
But we can get a photo or something.
Oh, that's harder. That's work. Getting photographs.
We could potentially sing happy birthday.
We'll have a sold out Vicar Street sing happy birthday to Amy O'Grady.
Amy O'Grady.
Live in Vicar Street. And if anyone else has birthdays, lump them in there as well. It's a happy birthday to Amy
Just while we're here.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening, I'm on Cameo and I do a birthday shout out.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
What a plug.
Wow.
Jesus.
You ruined it. That was actually quite a nice moment there.
Do you need a few quid? I'll start around.
Amy O'Grady, Anto, message sent, it's fair to say.
Yeah, Anto. Come on.
Anthony, yeah.
Such a lovely name.
Your daughter wants to go there. Imagine that, a nice little birthday. Go out for a meal beforehand, a few drinks, 21st.
Saint Anthony.
Saint Anto.
The patron of finding things and buying tickets. Yeah, finding money out of your wallet and getting tickets.
Oh, we got a long one here from. Now, I'm assuming this is the titty brawler.
The titty brawler?
Yeah.
Who's this now?
Is this a regular? No.
Never heard of it.
The funniest moment in this entire podcast history that gets so overlooked is a question that came up one day, and it was, does Joe brush his hair with a pork chop? And there's loads of ha-ha-has. It is a very funny moment. Great job, though, lads. Fantastic podcast. Can't wait for the live show. XX. Couple of quick questions, though. When you fall... Oh, this is on camera right now. Don't move a single sinew. When you fold your arms, do you fold them right over left or left over right? As it happens...
Left over
titty
right.
brawler is happening right. right now in front of us.
It all depends what way you end up. You don't really think it out.
That Joe is left over right.
Oh no, I'm right over left, and you're left over right.
But like sometimes I'm like, no, definitely do left over right. That's because that feels weird. I never thought of that.
I can't even do it that way. I can, but
left over right. You're right over left.
Wait, you know, I'd play pool or snooker with my left hand, and I'm right-handed.
That's so odd,
isn't it?
That's very odd.
That's genuinely odd.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You're like, you should be scientifically monitored.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
Ambidextrous.
Sorry?
Yep, sorry.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Can you play the other way around?
No.
This comes in again. This is from the titty brawler.
Why?
To go back to that, my brother drives normally and like chips He drives normally like left, like swinging from right to the left. But then when he's putting, he puts from left to right.
Wow.
Isn't that mad?
Mm. I'd say there's a few other odd things I do with sports items.
Ah.
Sports items?
Which hand do you use?
What's the belly boxing?
Belly boxing.
Both.
Yeah. I'm going to drop the mic.
All the lads are.
Just drop the mic. Well said, sir. Anyway, moving very swiftly on.
Having the crack about that.
Actually, do you test the temperature of a shower with your foot or your hand?
Well, not me hand. I hate when I get you though, force and it goes, runs cold straight away and I go, and you start singing.
Stick the hand in, yeah.
I'd be a foot man.
See,
while we're on the subject, are we going to talk about chicken fillet rolls or what?
Oh, sure, we may as well. You're pissing the shower.
Go on.
I'm only messing.
I'm a bat, so I can't use me for.
Do you dip your elbow in because you're kids? Maybe you just have to
do the elbow trick. In. Yeah,
I think that's worse. I think that's deceiving.
You can't feel anything.
Yeah, okay. You could throw them into a scalding hot bath.
You both use your hands.
Yeah,
I would use the foot. And have either of you ever ran home from a night out on your own, not scared or anything, just walking along in the dead of night, and just think you can get home so much quicker if you just leg it? I'm pretty sure I've done that before.
Yeah.
Thanks, lads. Great questions. So, have you ever just ran home for the sake of it? Get home quicker?
I've recalled running home before, yeah, just to get there quicker.
I've walked.
Okay.
I've walked, but I lived in town.
That really rings a bell. Like, that's at the triggering something that I can't think of properly, but I remember like running home before.
Running?
Running, yeah, because I just like wanted to get home faster.
But it makes sense, though.
I think it's only the other week.
Oh.
I'd walk home with me mate to the North Strand, and then when he split to go down,
start running.
I'd start running the other way because it's I just didn't want to. I think I was afraid though. I think it was out of fear.
Not just because you wanted to get home practically quicker, just out of
fear, panic. Yeah,
I definitely looked awkward as well. I'm one of them people that run and holds on to their things.
Yeah,
not like holding their keys and that phone. I just like trucking it along,
or running with your hands in your jeans just to keep your trousers up.
Literally,
not that way.
Yeah,
like a fucking idiot.
Katie, I was just going through some old episodes I had saved and realised the JFK episodes were 2 years ago. Am I the only one that feels that they were only a few months ago? That's crazy. Also, this is just a nice one to finish on, by the way. So you're not getting accused or asked of anything. Also, so happy you're doing another live show. I've been to two and had the best crack at them both. I've dropped a few hints that would make a great Christmas present. A couple of nice emojis. Cheers, Katie.
Nice. Ah, that is nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
Well, if you think that they make a nice Christmas present, you get them for someone.
Yeah.
You get someone them present and they made
the baby. I think they're all trying to hint at free ones.
Do you think so?
I think they're throwing that out there, yeah.
Just subtly. If you want to go, buy the tickets. Don't be waiting on someone to buy the tickets.
It's a job.
Man.
Want to go to a live show, buy the tickets.
Oh, yeah. Come on, that's a job.
That's very nice.
Anto has to buy tickets, but the rest of
these... No, fair play to you, Katie. That's nice now.
The JFK one was 2 years ago.
Mad.
That's it. We've bonused. We're leaving Ballybonus.
Well, we boned.
That was great.
Have you boned?
Yep, we've bonused.
We've boned the bonus.
We've bonused all over the shop.
You're up there with that.
Yeah. Happy enough with that?
Yeah.
Darren, you feel like it's got something to say there?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm grand, yeah.
You good?
Yeah. Go for a walk, maybe get some fresh air. Just run around for no reason.
Love a sandwich or something.
Okay, we'll get you a sandwich.
But I'm doing another recording in a half an hour in here.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you're the fucking podcast queen.
Machine.
I'll see you after, so. And if you didn't get a ticket for the live show, you know where they are.
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster.ie.
Get them.
Get them while they're hot. Or if you're too lazy to do that, they're in my bio.
Are they?
On Instagram, yeah.
You still have to do that on my Instagram.
They're just there, so if anyone clicks on, they just like look at your bio, they'd click the link and then be like, ah!
You have to take all of my money.
All my money's gone in this crypto scheme. That you just click straight away and all your money goes.
Right. All the best.
Hi. Leave it there, yeah. See you, Ed.
See you, lads.
Pleasure.
It's been a pressure.
Pleasure.
A pleasure as well.
You felt the pressure of the pleasure for good measure.
Yes. A pressurised pleasure.
Go on, slan.
Slan.
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah. You can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them €150 colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good. You're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.